Ever felt like your existence is a chaotic jumble of missed deadlines, forgotten appointments, and overwhelming to-do lists? You're not alone. Get Your Shit Together has become a cultural phenomenon precisely because it tackles this universal struggle with refreshing honesty and practical advice. Unlike traditional self-help books with their saccharine platitudes, this approach offers actionable strategies delivered with humor and profanity. The message has struck such a chord because sometimes we all need someone to tell us to get our shit together. Whether you're an overwhelmed underachiever or a high-functioning basket case, the principles of strategy, focus, and commitment can transform your daily experience from constant firefighting to purposeful living. The journey to getting your shit together begins with strategy, breaking overwhelming goals into manageable chunks. Imagine trying to eat an entire pizza in one bite versus enjoying it slice by slice. When tackling major life changes like switching careers or improving relationships, create visual progress markers to celebrate small wins. Focus means dedicating your full attention to one task at a time. The myth of multitasking is just that, a myth. Your brain works like a smartphone. While many apps might run in the background, you can only actively use one at a time. Try implementing a power hour technique, 60 minutes of uninterrupted focus on a single task with all notifications turned off. Studies show this single tasking approach not only ensures quality results, but increases productivity by up to 40% while reducing mental fatigue. What makes this approach unique is embracing the power of negative thinking. Rather than visualizing some idealized future self, focus on eliminating what currently frustrates you. Try creating an irritation inventory, where you list everything that annoys you about your current situation and transform each item into an actionable goal. This approach acknowledges that many people are more motivated by avoiding negative outcomes than pursuing positive ones. It's about stomping cockroaches rather than chasing butterflies. By channeling displeasure into action, you create space for joy to emerge organically. Think about it. Aren't you more motivated to fix that leaky faucet that's been driving you crazy than to create the perfect bathroom aesthetic? Psychological research confirms this, showing that loss aversion is typically twice as powerful as the desire for gain in motivating human behavior. Think of the chipmunks as relatable archetypes for people struggling with life management. Theodores live in perpetual chaos, rushing into meetings late with coffee stains on their shirts, sending birthday cards weeks after the fact, and existing in a constant state of apology. Alvins present a more subtle dysfunction. They appear competent in daily routines, but consistently dodge larger life responsibilities. They have decent jobs, but no retirement savings. Talk about writing a book, but never start, or stay in unfulfilling relationships because change feels overwhelming. Simons are perhaps the most deceptive, secretly struggling overachievers who appear flawless with impressive careers and perfect homes, yet internally they're hanging by a thread, surviving on caffeine and sheer willpower. Which one resonates with you? Recognizing your pattern is the first step toward meaningful change. Time management isn't about superhuman scheduling abilities. It's about knowing how long tasks actually take. Have you ever timed yourself doing daily activities? Try it for a week to establish accurate baselines. Whether it's showering, commuting, or completing work tasks, understanding your true time requirements eliminates chronic lateness and lame excuses. When feeling overwhelmed by fuck overload TM, that state of anxiety when you have too many tasks and not enough resources, prioritization becomes essential. Create a comprehensive to-do list, then prioritize based on urgency and available time. And finally, create a focused must-do list for the day. Rather than attempting to banish procrastination entirely, practice responsible procrastination, deliberately postponing low-priority tasks to focus on what truly matters. Remember that checking social media 50 times a day isn't procrastination, it's avoidance. What one task are you avoiding right now that would make the biggest difference in your life? Money is unique among your core resources as the only one that can multiply itself. Small daily expenses redirected toward meaningful goals can create substantial savings over time. Think about it. Skipping that daily $5 coffee accumulates to $1,825 annually, enough for a vacation, emergency fund, or significant debt reduction. By consistently setting aside small amounts, $357 daily, $25 weekly, $100 monthly, you can eventually afford significant purchases or investments. This principle becomes particularly powerful with retirement savings. A 25-year-old investing just $5 a day ends up with $389,912 at retirement, a $316,912 return on investment. The principle of small, consistent actions applies powerfully to relationships and health. Treating friendships like regular self-care tasks, quick emails or calls, like shaving your legs, or monthly Skype sessions, like waxing appointments, maintains connections without overwhelming your schedule. For health, following a simple system like doing 2 of 3 daily habits, flossing, working out, not drinking, creates sustainable improvement without perfectionist pressure. Perfectionism ruins productivity, whether it's obsessing over memo semicolons or hunting for the exact Superman's tights blue paper for invitations. Even Olympic gold medalists aren't perfect, so you can certainly win at your own life without perfection. The fear of failure becomes a paralyzing force for many adults, creating a mental roar that prevents action. Accept that failure is an option rather than an existential threat, moving it from the realm of anxiety-inducing anticipation into a reality that you'll deal with when, and more importantly, if it ever happens. Most importantly, defend your right to happiness and self-care. Hobbies shouldn't be sacrificed to the altar of the must-do list. They should be on the must-do list. Taking time for yourself makes you better for everyone else. You can't give of yourself to others if there's nothing left of yourself to give. Getting your shit together isn't about achieving perfection or eliminating all problems. It's about developing the skills and mindset to handle life's inevitable challenges with strategy, focus, and commitment. Even after implementing these principles, life remains messy. The goal isn't a perfect existence, but rather the ability to navigate chaos with greater ease and less anxiety. When you break overwhelming goals into small, manageable chunks, you create momentum that builds upon itself. Start with one small change today, whether it's setting a timer for focused work, saving a few dollars, or having that conversation you've been avoiding. Don't wait for the perfect moment to begin transforming your life. That moment doesn't exist. The only perfect time to start getting your shit together is right now, exactly where you are, with all your beautiful imperfections intact. Your future self will thank you for taking that first step, however small it might seem.